Hey there, guys and gals, all you hip cats, cool kittens, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is the Diesel Punk Podcast, and I am your host, the prophet of pop culture, the voice of Diesel Punk, the artist also known as the Bamboozlist, Big Daddy Cool, John Pica, but you can call me Johnny. And along with me is the mystery man himself, Dark Soul. Are you going to speak this episode, Dark Soul?
I think so.
Okay. And next to him is pretty boy, Corey. How you doing, Corey? It's been a while since we've seen you.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
we've
yeah.
had some things go down, so.
So we've had technology issues. You've had human asset issues.
Yes. Human assets. They're a pain in my butt.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
The last episode you missed because little Pumpkinhead swallowed something that you thought might be metal.
Yes.
And you rushed to the emergency
room.
Yes,
on the first kid out of five to ever swallow anything, and the pediatrician says, go to the hospital, get x-rays. So we rush to the hospital, sit there for 4 hours, get x-rays, find out. They can't see anything. They think it's there. It's not metal, though. And then after that, we were on poop patrol for a week. So she's acting fine. She's good.
You can actually digest metal, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But they wanted to make sure it wasn't anything.
You remember
watch batteries.
You probably don't remember. You're a little bit younger than me, but maybe, Dark Soul, you remember, since you're old as dirt. There was a guy in the 70s who, like, actually ate like an entire bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's actually a disease called pica.
I know.
Yeah.
I know all about it. I know every iteration of the spelling and pronunciation of my name.
But they weren't worried about it being a penny or metal. They were worried about, like, watch batteries, stuff like that that could dissolve or blow up in her belly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, we got some stuff to talk about tonight. And what's funny is, like, 24 hours ago, I had no idea what we were going to talk about. Yeah. Until I went on our Facebook page, and our good friend Larry Amiette, former co-host and, still occasional co-host and blogger and founder of the Diesel Punk Podcast, posted a great blog post about a great person from history. And I'm going to need one of you to bring up the text message I sent to you as I look at Corey.
As he looks at me.
to remind me of what we're talking about. This is February. It is Black History Month. So we're going to talk about Black History Month and Diesel Punk and how they connect. But before we do that, I got to just, Dark Soul and I were together with Madam Dark and Nash Declan at AnacroCon. And AnacroCon was the Southeast United States premier alt history convention, and you saw firsthand, Dark Soul, that their real focus of the guests is steampunk.
Yes.
It started as a steampunk convention. Ah. And in a lot of online sources, you will still see it referred to as the steampunk convention of the Southeast. This was their ninth year and their final year. Or so they say.
They didn't want to go a decade?
Well, so basically what it boils down to is, you know, you've been in charge of cons and been in leadership positions in cons. And there comes a point where, for them it wasn't about money.
Oh, wow.
It was about three people doing 90% of the work. Maybe
that's normal.
Maybe more than that. Well, but they were worn out. They had kind of,
oh, I understand.
You know, come to their limit. And but we had a lot of fun. We did a panel on found object cosplay, talking about how to take items from around the house and or from the thrift shop and create cool original character cosplay, and that was our focus. And then we did a panel, Madam Dark and Blake and I did a panel on how to punk your Gatsby, how to take 1920s fashion and attire and add things to it to make it deco punk, diesel punk.
And I introduced Chai Tea to the green room.
Yes, you did. So, well, and you know, I love this. So, Dark Soul just kind of operates his life on certain assumptions, whether they're true or not, or have any basis in fact. And one of his assumptions was, I've got these Keurig packs, and every hotel has a Keurig. I'm going to take them with me. And there was no Keurig in the hotel room. And the hotel room is a whole nother adventure. That's a whole nother story.
I am the destructor.
Okay. I don't think I want to know.
Well, it's a long story, but it culminates. The culmination was destroying the room. Because the toilet didn't stop running, and it overflowed and it flooded our room. Whole other story to the Keurig story, but so Robert brings his Keurig cups up to the green room where they're serving tea. They're doing high tea and scones and biscuits and their finger foods, and he's like, "Make this for me."
They're like, and they did.
They did. Well, but they didn't have a Keurig either. So what did they do? They tore open the little cups.
And used a French press.
And they made... Smart. Yeah. And they made several pots of that tea from your little tiny Keurig cups.
Because there was people all over the green room that just loved it.
Yeah. I don't like tea, so I don't even know what it would have tasted like. But...
chai tea is good.
Yeah, I don't like tea. I can't do it. I don't like coffee, and I don't like tea.
I can't stand coffee.
Me either.
But that was a co-mission between Big Daddy Cool and the League of Impossible. Speaking of which, I have in my hot little hands something that was delivered in the mail today.
Is it?
Let's see. I might need that knife to cut this open. So, those of you who have been following our adventures online, you know that we've inspired several artists and creators to do some original comic book work. Eli Cash is working on a web series that's going to be very much like the daily newspaper strips and Sunday comics. So, you know, the horizontal strips, 4 or 6 panels across. And then Doug Oller of Oller's Oddities, he got inspired as well. So where Eli Cash is going to do a true story of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens prior to the post-apocalyptic event. And those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, just check out the League of Impossibilist page, but Doug Oller decided he wanted to do a strip or a book about the current iteration of the League of Impossibilists, which includes Dark Soul. And
he has sent me the
original penciled pages that I am going to put my inks to.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's Dark Soul. I might fill that out a little bit.
With the mysterious skull.
Yes. I wonder what that skull could be, but I'll show this. Show this to the camera. You can.
Yeah, it's called poetic license.
Yeah. But hey, look at. Yeah. Well, you know, when another artist does it, you just consider it flattery.
That's right.
Because he did the same for me. I'm like super buff. There you go. Me with Suki Dawn. And I don't know what the story is, but I'm going to ink it. And we're going to finish it out. And it's going to be a Patreon exclusive for the League of Impossibilists Patreon patrons. And then we'll go from there. But you want to take a look at that?
Sure do.
Very cool stuff. And speaking of comics, I sent a link to a brand new comic series that's coming out at the end of this month. I'm super excited about it. It's called Adventure Man. Yes. And it is basically... Is that the link to it?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's basically it's a comic series about a woman and her son who share this passion for this character called Adventure Man. And you know, they've always thought that the stories were fictional, but something happens to make them question whether they really happened or not. And so they go on a quest to find this pulp hero and to document and discover the truth about his adventures. And it's kind of an Indiana Jones meets, you know...
Greatest American Hero?
Greatest American Hero. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm super excited about that. And as a and talk about that some more. But I sent you a link, Corey, and if you could bring this up. We, for Queen, Black History Month.
Queen Bessie.
We want to talk about Queen Bessie. Did you guys read this article at all?
I skimmed it.
Of course you didn't. Or did you? No. Usually you print it out and click it.
I skimmed it as I was chasing the little
I did a remote day today. I wasn't at the office.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, Bessie Coleman is one of the kind of forgotten heroes of World War II. She was a pilot. And not only was she one of the first women pilots in combat, she was the first African-American pilot, the first Black woman to serve in the skies during World War II. And
she was before the Tuskegee Airmen?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was before or after.
The Tuskegee were World War II.
Right.
And she was 1920. She earned her
pilot's license. She'd be World War I.
Yeah.
Okay.
End of
end of World War I. But she became an aeronautics pioneer. We think of that time period, Amelia Earhart, but Amelia Earhart was really standing on the shoulders of Bessie Coleman. And Bessie Coleman...
Did that make her much taller?
I don't know. Bessie Coleman was the model for many female heroines of the Diesel Age, the Diesel Era.
Betty Boop?
No, heroines.
Betty Boop was a heroine.
No, she was on heroin. There's a huge difference. Love Betty Boop, but have you ever tried to watch any of those Betty Boop cartoons? Mm-hmm. They were on acid when they made those. Nah, yeah. Yeah, they were. They're crazy.
They didn't faze me one bit.
Because you were on acid when you were watching them.
Yeah.
Seemed perfectly normal to you.
Everything's normal to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, we've got some people watching here. We got Carlin Stewart on, and Shalom Dunn, and Magi Jake, and Charles Backus, and Sarah Luca. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants tonight, and just making stuff up. Do you got any friends watching? You want to give a shout out?
I don't have any friends.
Well, we know this, but...
Mm-hmm. Got a weird drill thing.
Yeah. See, Corey, grab that. So, this is completely off topic. Is that going to hold, or is it going to pull off?
It's going to hold.
So, Dark Soul, the other day, is going through Goodwill, and this plays into our found object cosplay stuff, and he finds this... And a cocktail shaker, and he glues them together, or tapes them together, and creates this really cool-looking arm cannon thing. This is like a Green Lantern.
Yeah, it is a Green Lantern.
Something or other. What is that?
A cocktail shaker?
Yeah. It is.
Is it?
It is
and
a cocktail shaker.
And then there's the end of it.
Yeah. But we're going to give this to Doc Impossible. and let him play. It makes noise and makes sound. Is there a place for batteries? There is.
Wow.
Ooh.
It's got an on-off switch.
Yeah, so it probably lights up.
Need LEDs, yeah.
Cool.
And it's got like a target on it, which, I don't know why the Green Lantern means a target. He's just kind of...
I don't know.
Boom. But, he brought this over, and I thought that was pretty cool. Was this like a super soaker kind of thing?
Because
this
have no looks idea. Like a
tank.
I have no idea.
And
I glued something over the Green Lantern symbol in the front.
Okay. Well, it's the cocktail shaker lid.
Yeah, well.
One of them.
It looks somewhere like a Parmesan cheese.
I don't know. It was just something I threw together.
But we're going to take this and we're gonna dress it up even more and create... Because the cocktail shaker and the ribbing on this gives it a very cool atomic punk look.
Mm-hmm.
Ray gun look.
You have to keep that all polished too. Wouldn't add any paint to that.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna let Parker and Stormy take it. They are master prop builders and fabricators. And I can't wait to see what they do with it. But Robert had a great idea, and Dark Soul took that idea and turned it into something really cool.
It was just off the top of my head. I was waiting for you and decided to wander through Goodwill before I came over here.
Which you do a lot, because we start the show much later than Dark Soul wants to arrive. So
I get off work.
I know you do. So you're not going to go home between... He works right around the corner. So he's got to kill some time. So he goes over to Goodwill and finds like what you brought tonight. Can we grab those?
Sure.
Did you find the shoulder holster?
No, the shoulder holster is actually an East German shoulder holster that I picked up for less than $10 on eBay.
Okay. This has absolutely nothing to do with Black History Month or... Dieselpunk in Black History Month, but it does have to do with found object cosplay, which, people in the Dieselpunk community are very into. That. Now, so,
I get the sword.
I love these swords. I love these. These look so cool.
They're yours.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And these with a cool Diesel era, either like flight suit, maybe, or
even but painted that way, they look real.
Yeah, they do. But they do.
They would work to go to cons with. You wouldn't have to worry about having the real steel.
Yeah, well, I like my samurai sword, but these are super cool, and we're gonna find a use for these in our retro punk world. Now, that is. Very cool too.
Definitely needs to be painted.
Yeah, it definitely does. But what I love about this is it's a very non-specific revolver.
With tape wrapped around the handle.
Yeah, but it's got tape wrapped around the handle and around the barrel. And it makes that awesome noise. But you paint this and you weather it and you paint these leather straps. I mean, that little, you don't see this kind of detail on a toy. And that is really interesting to me. Of course, I love how the other side, the screws are all exposed.
That's okay. It's called Bongo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, even in a real gun, one side always has exposed screws in a real revolver. So that's not a problem. Mm-hmm. But this is perfect for a Dieselpunk character. Because it is era nondescript. Actually, it fits in the hand just like a real gun. And of course, for those cons where you want to take something that you can actually brain someone with and not have it. No, they would piece tie this still.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would.
I've had them piece tie canes.
Yes. But a Ninja Turtle sword. Now, I wonder if you could.
You can get that off.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Shave that off or sand that off. But I like this. This has a good feel too. Good feel in the hand.
And then we have this.
And then this is beautiful. So, in line with the decibel, East Berlin surplus. Along the back, very cool. It's got a magazine holder for extra truck. Now, is this a real gun in here?
Well, it's not real.
Okay. Oh, okay, I see. Well, it is an airsoft. I meant, because it looked in the case like a real gun. Mm,
it's supposed to.
Yeah, no kidding. Is that a 6 hour?
No, it's a PPK.
Okay. But, yeah, and so that magazine would fit right here in this, and the gun goes, and this is great for a Diesel Punk character, because it is the authentic, real deal surplus from East Berlin. Yeast. Love it. I love this. That's fantastic. All right, so we talked about Bessie Coleman. Let's talk about some creators in Diesel Punk, some of our black creators in Diesel Punk. Bard Constantine, I did not have a copy of his book series on hand to bring up here, but he did the Troubleshooter series. Have you read any of those, Corey?
No.
Someone on here has read the Troubleshooter series. Phenomenal, phenomenal books. And we reviewed the first book, The Troubleshooter, way back in the second season of the Diesel Punk podcast. So you can go back and look at the archives. And Bard Constantine was a guest on our show. Now, a lot of people in the community have another name for Black Diesel Punk or African American Diesel Punk.
Diesel Funk.
They call it Diesel Funk. And I like it. And it has all of the tenets of Diesel Punk.
But more on the Harlem area and stuff.
Well, yeah. It's focused on black characters and minority characters.
So like the Cotton Club and...
Yeah. Yeah.
Harlem Nights.
Yeah, Harlem Nights is a good example. Yeah. And so Bard Constantine was one of the real kind of founding fathers of that movement. Another guy who is a good friend of the podcast, and he has no idea that we're going to pimp his book, is William Jackson, and this is Down Jersey Drive Shaft. It is a monumental tome, kind of like the last book we had, Iron Shield. But
is that the gentleman that does the drawings and stuff at the con?
No.
Okay.
No, that's Dimitri.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Dimitri, he was an AcroCon. Awesome. He's an awesome Diesel Punk, steampunk author. No.
I've got two of his books downloaded on Audible. I just have yet to start reading them or listening to them.
Two of Williams?
Yeah, Jackson's, yeah.
Yeah, so this is a big one.
The only two that I could find on there.
But the spacing is really double and triple spaced, so it's not really as ominously huge as it looks. This probably could have been printed in half the size, but good stuff. This was his first work, and he released it in chapters online, and then put it all together and put it in a bound edition. And he's since put a new cover on it. So this was the very first edition that he sent me. This is great stuff. And he is one of our, you know, Diesel Funk, African American Diesel Punk creators. But I'm really excited about this. Are you familiar with Portsmouth Airship Building Company?
No.
Love it. Love his stuff.
Here, I'm going to give this to you, Corey. You can hold it while I talk about it. So every...
Feel like Phantom White.
Every Diesel Punk fan...
Like Yamamoto.
...should be familiar with the Aeroship Portsmouth Airship Building Company. Now, this is the calendar for 2020 that Tony Snipes created. Tony Snipes is the artist and the creator of this project. And he started out as a mentor to me. I introduced him to Diesel Punk through the Diesel Punk podcast, and he became obsessed. And over the last 3 years, he has produced daily content.
Daily, yeah.
That blows my mind.
Artwork, models.
Yeah. Did you see the... He took...
That scratch built one out of a shampoo
bottle. Oh my gosh. Yeah. He took, Robert, or Dark Soul, he took a shampoo bottle.
This one's one of my favorites. With the Harley logo on there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
He took a shampoo bottle and turned it into a sky cycle, like a airship.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like what it started out as at all.
So he's a model builder.
You know, he has artist, become...
model builder. Yeah, I mean, the man's well-rounded. He does about anything.
Yeah, and he's producing some great photography.
He's inspired me with a couple models in the future.
Yeah.
This work.
Yeah, and
I love this one, too.
With the atomic monoliths. Yeah. Yeah, you can get this calendar at PortsmouthAirshipBuildingCompany.com. Or I think there's another web address on there. Oh yeah. The Rocketeer style. Yeah,
that's awesome.
But with his own twist.
Yeah.
And what I love about that is, you know, you can clearly see the flight suit, on there, and it's very definitely military. Whereas the Rocketeer was
more civilian.
Yeah, it was aeronautic, but not military. Let's see. What's the website on here? There's a website to order this.
On the back?
I thought it was. What I love about this calendar, though, it is our functional calendar in the house. All of our dates are on here. But he put dates in his universe. Like, January 19th, 1912... First successful gravitational displacement engine powered flight. And he's got those dates all throughout here.
The amount of detail he goes into is just amazing.
Yeah.
Like around the time of Pearl Harbor, he had people in Washington, you know, seeing the Japanese delegates there meeting the day of Pearl Harbor. And, you know, he puts history into his work.
Yeah, he really does. It's amazing. It is the definition of... his website's not on here. Tony, why is your website not on your calendar? We will post it later, but he truly has become, for me, the embodiment, the living, breathing example of what Diesel Punk is.
Yeah.
Because he incorporates all of the tenets equally and properly. And, I love his Photoshop work, taking those classic photos and, you know, inserting the new technology or sometimes himself into those scenes and, you know, crafting this awesome story. And, you know, you can see him at conventions just check it out. Tony Snipes, check out William Jackson's book, Down Jersey Driveshaft, and Bard Constantine, and check them out. You'll love their work. So, I love the hat. Let's talk about the hat.
It's comfortable.
Is it? I got one, too.
I know.
Mine's across the
room. I know you got one.
Yeah, so we went, when we were in Anachrocon... So, you know, typically, I am a vendor's worst nightmare.
I am the vendor's worst nightmare.
Because I come to these conventions, and I don't bring money, or I can't part with it. This convention, I had to spend money.
So, you want to go get your hat?
Yeah, go. It's right over there. So I had to get a hat like Robert's. Now, I think mine is a little bit different.
Yours is just maroon.
Oh, yours does have the buckle on the side. You just, yeah. You got yours with the goggles and then added your pin. Mine is maroon, and it's still being...
He got that one after he wore mine.
Yes, I did. I did. And actually, this was a gift.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, this was gifted to me by Madame Dark. And but I also bought some buckles and some straps. And it
only cost $10.
$10, yeah, that's right. Why are we telling people how little we spend? Are we women? That's a woman thing. You know, they're like, hey, look at this. It was only $10.
Because I'm cheap.
But I really like this style a lot. You know, my family history is Russian, so you know, doing the Russian style, I'm kind of digging.
I like it.
Speaking of Russian style, have you guys seen the Ukrainian diesel punk stuff I've been posting on the Facebook page? Oh my gosh! I want to move to the Ukraine just to be around those guys. They do the best diesel punk.
They got some good looking stuff.
I just want it in English now.
Yes.
Because I don't speak Ukrainian.
Isn't it still Russian?
It's Kyrillic.
Well, so listen, I called it Russian, and they got all over me.
Did they?
Oh yeah.
It's Kyrillic.
Yeah. Well, no, I know that. That's where my family's from. Yeah, my roots are Russian. Odessa.
I'm trying to learn Russian.
My roots are gray. Yeah.
See, here's the biggest difference between Dark Soul and everybody else.
Everyone else.
This is his family tree.
It does fork. It does.
Tree's branch.
Oh, it forks.
That's frightening.
Yeah. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a tree there if nobody was forking the tree.
I thought we were family friendly.
I never said a bad word.
Preserving the timeline.
And I hear rumors there might be a new character or two showing up there that their resumes went out.
He posted a resume. Yeah, and it's well, damn there's, impressive.
There's also a new female, isn't there, with the group?
Well, yes. Yeah, Thorn will be making her debut. But we have an auditionee, and you get to vote on that auditionee at the League of Impossibilists Patreon page, patreon.com/impossibilists. $10 patrons and higher get to vote yes or no, thumbs up or thumbs down, on our new potential member.
Speaking of Russians.
Who's on?
My friend from Kazakhstan, Sasha Baliev.
Hey, Sasha.
Good guy. Amazing. Young gentleman lives over there. I met this past summer and hopefully get to see you again this summer. So,
Sasha, how are you digging our Eastern style here? I feel like singing.
Basically Russian anymore.
No, but yeah. Kazakhstan was part of the Soviet Union.
Yes. I got
beautiful country.
I got the worker class look going on.
You do.
On.
I like this. I like this. This is good. This is a good look for you.
It's a good looking jacket.
Yeah. What is that? Carhartt?
No, it's
Bear.
Bear River.
Bear River.
Guess where I found it.
Goodwill.
Yes.
Golly, I hate you so much right now.
I found it quite a while.
Well, it goes perfectly with this hat and goggles. And the Henley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So, Sasha, thank you for watching. Anything else, guys?
Nah.
Clarksville Con, March 7th. I will be there. Corey might be there.
Might be there.
He's going to try. And if he does make it, oh my God, I can't wait to see.
Yes.
That cosplay.
Hopefully, hopefully I'll have some other additions added to it by
then. He's got something in the works that I'm so excited for.
I just need to get him off my butt and finish it.
Well, so we've been doing a lot of these conventions because it's a good launching point to get people aware of what we're doing with this League of Impossibilists project and, you know, introducing the Tales of the Decoverse book series and introducing this shared universe that we want all of our steampunk and dieselpunk friends to be a part of. But we're going to start this summer moving away from, you know, making appearances at the cons and focusing more on scripted web series episodes. And we've got some great ideas in the works, some great locations to shoot at, and that'll be really exciting. But in the meantime, I'm really enjoying doing the campy stuff. Yes.
Let's remember to tell people about our other project we're going to start working on too.
Yes. Why don't you tell them about this? Because this is really exciting.
We are working with Alan Gilbreth of Dark Oak Press and Media. We're going to start doing I guess you'd call it a podcast, video cast, and it's going to be called the Old Codgers Liars Club. And what it is you know those stories that your elders told after they had a nip or two, or when the kids had went to bed, and you always really wanted to hear them, and you always listened real close? Well, those are the stories. We're going to set up with some interesting elders and just let them go at it. And I think it's going to be very interesting. And the first edition is going to be Big Daddy Cool's Papa.
Yeah, my dad was National Secretary of the Teamsters under Jimmy Hoffa. He's got... I think he's like one of the last guys living that were part of that whole circle. So there's not really much of a reason to keep it a secret anymore, Dad. I'm just saying.
And if any of y'all out there know of somebody that would fit in that mold and wants to tell their story, reach out. Reach out to me on Facebook. Reach out to us on our Facebook page. Just reach out. And if it's within Northern Mississippi, Memphis, or the Nashville area, we will come to the person.
What about Alabama?
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
Well, I don't think of Alabama, but yeah, I forget we're that close to it.
Yeah. So, that'll be exciting. I'll be in Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama, this weekend, Friday and Saturday for the Low Mill Comic Con. So I'll be performing, doing my magic act both Friday and Saturday. Dieselpunk Magic with Big Daddy Cool, the Bamboozlist. So come out and see that. And then March 7th is Clarksville Con. We've got the old, what do you call it?
The Old Codgers Liars Club.
Old Codgers Liars Club coming up. And at Clarksville Comic Con, I'm going to do a panel on Real Supernatural. And we're going to be telling stories about our experiences. I've got some new stories. Oh.
Some of the ones you come up with weekly are great.
Oh, my God. This last week, I need to put them on video before I forget them, because it was crazy town downtown Nashville. So
I need to write down some of mine, too.
Yeah, we're gonna start recording those soon. And then this podcast, the Dieselpunk Podcast, we could use your support at dieselpunkpodcast.com. You can become a supporter of this show as well. Drop $1, $2, $5 in the hat and help us get a real deal set. Not just my back windows. And maybe we can figure out this technology issue. The last major technology upgrade we had was due to you guys, our fans. You really helped us out and bumped up our technology, because prior to, it's old now, but prior to what we have now, we're using Soviet era surplus equipment.
Ooh.
And it was rough. It was rough back in the early days. So we appreciate you guys supporting at dieselpunkpodcast.com. All right. Anything else?
Nah, we're good.
I think this is a short episode tonight.
Well, we started late, so.
Yeah, yeah. After this, I'm going to go watch the last two episodes of Ragnarok.
I've been watching Hell on Wheels.
Is that good?
Yes, it is.
How's the language in that?
English.
I hate you so much right now. How is the harsh language level?
It's not harsh to me.
That's all I need to know. The destroyer over here. The destructor.
Destructor.
You know what? We're gonna save that story for our patrons. That's gonna be a Patreon exclusive and a Diesel Punk podcast exclusive for those of you who contribute. So we're going to sign off right now, and we will catch you on the flip side.